Isaiah 25. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things. You have made the city a heap of rubble, the fortified town a ruin, the foreigner's stronghold a city no more, and it will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong peoples will honor you. The cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert. You silence the uproars of foreigners as heat is reduced from the shadow of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all his peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples and the veil that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. The hand of the Lord will rest upon this mountain. But Moab will be trampled in their land as straw is trampled down in the manure. They will stretch out their hands in it as swimmers stretch out their hands to swim. God will bring down their pride despite the cleverness of their hands. He will bring down your high fortified walls and lay them low. He will bring them down to the ground, to the very dust. In this epic here, before I pray for you, I want to encourage and I want to challenge you to believe God for the impossible, not because of your skill or your natural ability or your connections or your strength, and not to doubt God and his ability to do epic things because of your qualifications or your disqualifications, not to look upon the country Nigeria or the color of your skin and feel like there's a limit to how far you can go, how much you can get, how great you can become. To look upon God, to trust him, to see that he has used again and again the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Yes. That he has pulled down the crafty in their machinations, and he has broken the wise in their cleverness. To know that God is the master of using little to become much. Yeah. That he can take your small and make it enormous. That when you think about epic and glorious marvels, when you think about the impossible, it is not what your hands can create. It's not what your mind can fathom. It's not what your ability can deliver. It's not what your father taught you. It is what God can do with your life. It is what the Almighty can bring to you. It is what the sovereign can create. Do you know how powerful your daddy is? Ooh. It's not just about handing to you what exists. It is creating for you what does not even exist. For God is not man that he should lie, yes. Neither the son of man that should repent of his word. Has he said it, I will not do it? Has he spoken, I will not make it good? There's nothing too difficult for him. His arms are outstretched to save. His ears are able to hear. If God has given you a word this year, if he's put a vision in your heart, if he's sent you on an assignment, if he's birthed a dream within you, stop looking around, begin to look above. For your help comes from God Almighty, the maker of heavens and the earth. He will do what he has said he will do. He will make it good. He will fulfill the promise. If he needs to change the system, if he needs to shake the authorities up a bit and institute a man after his heart, he will do it. If he needs to bypass the protocols, he will do it. If he needs to take you to a new terrain, he will. But right where you are in this holy moment, believe with every iota of faith in your being, and as small as a mustard seed is actually good enough, that God can do the absolutely incredible with your life. That you are about to witness an unfolding miracle that will leave you stunned about how wonderful your God is. That when the Lord speaks of epic, what will break out of your life bears no semblance to what you have seen in your lineage or in your family line. That it can start with you. And that with faith and a heart set on the Father, no ambitions, no agenda, He can take you to a place you could never have imagined. The purpose of the prosperity and the wealth is not to feed on fat things for our lust, is to elevate the quality of human life, is to make God beautiful, is to give a reason for others to hope again, and to navigate and redirect the wealth into the body for the glory of God. It's for the kingdom, it's for missions, it's for the agenda of the Father. And it's a test to see how prosperity makes you, if you be standing strong in the midst of it all. Believe today and you see the salvation of your God. I pray for you from my heart that this year will astonish you to the point of absolute disbelief and jaw-dropping wonder, because of the extent to which you will experience God's miraculous presence, purpose, provision, and power. I declare in the name of Jesus, as He has asked me to pray over you, that He will elevate your human reality to a God-grade level, and you will begin to understand what it means to have heaven on earth. The light of life will dawn so bright upon your heart that you will find new meaning in the mundane, and wisdom will open up new opportunities for you in Jesus' name. I declare that you will be tremendously helped by God this year. Where men have failed you, God will favor you. What things were meant to drown you will crown you. You'll be handpicked by the goodness of God for abundance beyond your ability and prosperity beyond your progenitors. Your joy is about to overflow into an avalanche. This year, I call you the qualified recipient of epic miracles. It will be the year that is enough for your entire life to be radically transformed by the amazing grace of God. Amen. When you push in the direction of destiny, heaven will pull on your behalf. Your effort to be way lesser than the tithe of your harvest. The Father of all flesh will honor your labor and put the extra on all you do. You are commissioned by the heavenly command to triumph in the face of trials and to come out like fine gold from every hardship. You will not be swallowed by the storm. In the name of Jesus, you will not be swallowed by the storm. It doesn't matter what you are confronted by, a medical report of a terminal illness, a marriage that is at the brink of collapse, a child with a situation that is undiagnosed and inexplicable, a financial ultimatum that is breaking your heart, the burden of guilt for your past mistakes and regrets for things you did wrong, opportunities that have been wasted, a delay in answering the call of ministry, or a seeming darkness and a cloud that you cannot understand, making you feel like you don't have answers and you are in the bleakest season of your life. I don't know where you are today, but the Lord Jesus does. And I announce to you that it's a new dawn. It's a new beginning. It's a new start. All things are passed away. All things have become new. You know what it means for the carrier of the new wine to step into your situation. And just like the mother of Jesus said to the men who sought wine, whatsoever He says to you, do, so that His time can come. I pray in my heart for you that the answers you require to trigger the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus will be visible to you. And no matter how simple or almost silly the instructions are, May you walk in the obedience that will radically transform your life. I declare that this year you will walk with the Lord without holding back, as we see the Spirit raising a generation of the revival who chase after eternal life without restraints. May you be baptized into the ecclesia and anointed with divine desire for more of God. You will not chase after men or money, but your heart will desperately long for the one true God. You are a co-laborer with God, a heir of the Father, a joint heir with Christ, a co-occupant of the heavenly throne, and a recipient of spiritual blessings. In the name of Jesus, you discern God's specific blueprint for your life, and you align in Jesus' name. You will never walk alone. Your heart will not be afraid. You will not give up on your convictions. You will not doubt the word that has gone ahead of you. Your heart will continue to believe. Your heart will continue to believe. Your heart will continue to trust. Nothing will be impossible for you. This word is working in your life. It is speaking for you. In the name of Jesus, you go with grace. You go with grace. Regardless the dimensions of your unique and specific assignment, regardless of the opposition that comes with obedience, regardless of the terrain that you have been sent, no matter how enormous the vision may seem, no matter how low the pit may look, you go with grace. You go with grace. In the name of Jesus, you did not send yourself. You have been sent by Abba. You are the one born on the wings of the Spirit, carried on the rapids of prophecy and anchored on Christ. You are the voice billowing the mysteries of the Spirit. You are the light shining and burning. You are the wonder of heaven revealed on earth. You are a treasure revealed and a treasure released, a treasure displayed and a treasure deployed. You are the workmanship of Christ, the finest craft from eternity. As far as God is concerned, you are heaven's perfection. You are an eruption of divine beauty called Zion. You are a miracle causing miracles. You are the glorious unfolding of the final hour. You are a peacemaker and a peace breaker. You bring life and light to the destitutes, yet judgment and war to the oppressors. Your way is trailed by holy desperation. You are swift and your mandate is urgent. You are the charge and the challenge. You are the constituent of the heavenly commission. You are God's new breed without greed, made by the cross, refined by fire, entrusted with a high calling and equipped to recruit the world to a different order. You belong to the counterculture. You will not turn back on your conviction. You will not waste the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not make a shipwreck of your faith. You will not turn back onto perdition. Your heart will not be afraid. You will not back down on your vision. You will not sell your birthright for pottage. You'll be found standing until the final hour. Found standing until the final hour.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for us.
Thank you, Lord.
You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, yes, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God.